also Ray Luce here. You're from the band Korn. All other members were there already when the band was formed. How does it feel as a drummer?
It feels great. And this is my, October is my 8th year I'll be with the band. This, we're celebrating the 20th year anniversary. So we have a lot of surprises coming up in the new year. For this, right now we're supporting the Paradigm Shift World Tour Edition. We're very happy to push that record. It's got three new songs on it and a bunch of live songs. And then last year's Paradigm Shift record will be in there as well. But it feels awesome. I mean, we the first couple of years I had a little bit, to get my groove in Korn, because I've been playing and touring for over 20 years now, but with many different bands. I play with David Lee Roth, I play with Army of Anyone, with Robert and Dean from Stone Temple Pilots, Jakey Lee from Ozzy Osbourne. I tour with many different types of players. So Korn, there's no one like Korn. They have their own groove and their own power. So it now, almost 8 years into the band, we have a nice strong force going on.
Is it a different kind of drumming?
Very different. It doesn't matter how much technique or you have in this band. It's all about heart and soul. You have to really get inside the music. No one plays like Monkey and Fieldy. No one plays like Head, and no one sings like Jonathan. So, I love being a part of a band that's not afraid to take chances and have their own sound. Too many bands out there, especially in the heavy world, the hard rock, heavy metal, they sound like a lot of other bands. Korn doesn't sound like anybody. So it's great to be a part of that, for sure.
Of course, as a drummer, you're the heartbeat of the sound of Korn.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. There's, it's very... very powerful, and I don't get a break in the show. It's very much on point the entire show, and there's you have to keep yourself in shape, and you have to it's hard because we come over to different countries like this and jet lag, and you might be tired. Doesn't matter. Those people don't care. We feed off the energy of the crowd, and Korn fans are some of the best fans out. So
you're also trying to use the metal.
Yeah, it's all sound. It's all about color. I use a lot of colors on my drums. So there's, of course, the main drums and the main cymbals, but then I have a lot of bells and a lot of tricks because, like I said before, there's no band that sounds like this. So you have to be unique and different, All my experiences through the years have helped me to relax when I'm up there in front of 50,000 people. But you have to be very... I call it controlled chaos because it's very crazy and nutty, but we're very much in control of what we do.
Is that still correct to say that Korn is a nu metal? Because in fact, it's much more than that.
I never understood nu metal. I don't know what that means. To me, it sounds like Korn. No one sounds like Korn, so you can't say hard rock. You can't say heavy metal. You can't. It's this funky hip hop in your face, aggressive. Monster rock. I don't even know. I never liked the term nu metal. I don't get that, So,
question: do you know Belgian drummers?
I don't know any particular, but every time I'm here, like I've done drummer festivals over here in Hungary, Holland, and different parts. And I don't know anybody by name, but I've met a lot of great drummers over here, and I'd really like the style. I do.
The live aspect, of course, is very important too. There's a drummer who has even has his own roller coaster during a live show. It's Tommy, yeah? Are you jealous about that, or aren't you into roller coaster stuff?
It's just all entertainment. We're all entertainers at the end of the day. So with Tommy, when I was 16, 15, I used to see him in Pittsburgh, in my hometown, and I used to see him like going sideways and upside down, and it's all about entertainment. You have to take it to the extreme, So everyone has their own personalities on their instrument. So my thing I do with the marching corps and the stick flips and everything, it all goes back to like being your own person. So I love Tommy for what he's doing. It's like he's a big inspiration, and I hate boring rock drummers. I hate when I go to a concert and I see the drummer back there like he has got that waiting for the bus look on his face, like you're still, David Lee Roth taught me years ago, you're an entertainer. So be an entertainer, entertain the people. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in the back, if you're out front, no matter where you're at on stage, you're an entertainer. So entertain. So that always stuck with me, So when you see me, I hope I'm not boring.
It looks very difficult to drum still on the kick while doing that sort of stuff and upside down.
Yeah. I don't. It's crazy. It's like, you know, it comes back to like, you know, when you see the people, you feed off the energy and the crowd's going crazy. And if you're boring, you're not doing your job, you know. So give them a show, you know.
You started to drum at the age of 20, is that correct?
No, six. I've been playing since I was 6 years old. Professionally, making money, 20. You know, I started making money playing drums for over 25 years now. It's all I've been doing. So, but yeah, I started when I was very young, you know, playing cover songs and everything, and finally getting in rock bands. And I played in concerts, symphonic, marching, jazz, everything. Then I went to music school in Hollywood, California, called Musicians Institute. And then after that, I just started getting little gigs here or there, and putting wigs on, playing disco to stadiums. So I play everything, you know.
And when you started to drum at the age of six, were your parents happy with that?
My parents have always been 100% supportive. But for many years, of course, I was really a bad drummer. So they would put, we lived in this big farmhouse in the middle of nowhere. And I would just put a Led Zeppelin record, Kiss or Ozzy or Black Sabbath, and just play to it. And it was very bad for many years. But they always knew that I had heart and soul and passion to play. And I never, ever stopped. So, and still to this day, they just came to my hometown show 2 weeks ago on the Mayhem Festival tour. And they're still out there supporting at 67 and 70. My dad's 70 now. And he got every single show around Pittsburgh. They always come and so supportive. So it's great.
But still, for a lot of young boys who have that dream to start drumming, it can be a very difficult one to persuade your parents.
It's especially this day, to make a living playing drums, it's very hard. So you have to really be passionate and practice a lot and go out and meet people. I always tell people, because I do drum clinics worldwide, and I always tell people, if you want to do this, you have to willing to sacrifice your family, willing to sacrifice, you know, your time to put in. You have to not only be a really good musician, but you have to be a good people person and go out and meet people. And your people skills have to be very high. So it takes a lot these days, you know.
What are the tips and tricks you would give people who want to start a career and want to start as a professional?
Just what I said, like, you know, most, like, you have to really dedicate your time. Listen, have an open mind. Listen to many different styles of music. You know, we play very heavy music, but we love jazz, we love funk, we love reggae, pop, everything. So, you know, don't be closed-minded, and definitely don't have an ego or attitude. There's no time for that in this business. If you have the slightest bit of ego or attitude, get out. Be a lawyer.
I see a lot of drummers who are session drummers. Yeah. And when they perform live, it's okay for me, but you don't feel the live band experience.
Yeah, it's a very different path. Like, it's very session drummers are used to being in a studio, closed environment, and live you have to be an entertainer. So I'd like to think that I'm both. When I'm in a studio, I switch gears. You know, when I'm playing live, it's a whole other animal. You know, so.
All right, thank you very much. Have a nice gig.
Cool, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the time.